The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, are you among the tens of thousands of construction workers who are set to return to work next week? Are you happy that the sites are going to be safe for you to work on? Will it be regulated properly? Will it be prepared to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Breed Smith, for People Before Profit TD, you're worried. Why so?
Well, I think it was actually, it's not just me that's worried, there's plenty of people worried out there. And just to start by saying, I perfectly understand the anxiety that workers feel about getting back to work and earning money, particularly those who have arrears in rents and mortgages. It's a highly anxious time for them, and the finances are very, very important in keeping your family and life and limb together. But I think this worry is expressed best by the architect Orla Hegarty in the Irish Times when she said, we cancelled the leave and cert due to fears of infection, even though they'd have been held in limited local settings with half the number of people involved and 10 weeks after now, whereas we seem to be rushing back into construction, which will involve at least 100,000 workers travelling to sites all over the country, from all over the country, and in some cases from other countries. And many of them share the same sites in cramped conditions. They share the same cars and vans. They often live together in cities before returning home to their families at the weekend. And my worry is that neither the Minister's Department nor the Health and Safety Authority are properly equipped or determined enough to make sure that their health and safety is protected. There's a document produced that's called Return to Work Safety Protocol, but it is loaded with caveats. And I know Tom Parlin might come on here and say, oh no, we're doing this, that and the other, but the number of caveats that give employers and construction industry contractors ways out of this protocol are extraordinary. So what has to be at the heart of what happens from Monday on is that workers need to be given the ultimate say on whether they feel safe at work or not, and that the health and safety legislation, which allows them without fear of being sacked or intimidated or disciplined, allows them to walk away from a job and to maintain their job, has to be paramount in this, because this protocol, as I say, is full of caveats, it's weak, and we don't have a health and safety authority that's either equipped or strong enough to deal with the breaches that will occur.
Tom Parlin from Construction Industry Federation, what do you make of the concerns expressed there by Breed Smith?
Well, first of all, the return to work safely protocol was drafted up by the HSE, by the Department of Health. It was overseen by the Department of Jobs and LEAF, the Labour Employment Economic Forum, which represents the IBEC, the CIF, the Chambers of Commerce and the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, had a big involvement in it and signed off on it. So, you know, I absolutely contest that there are any caveats in it. It's a very strong document. It follows the best of WHO HSE advice. And it sets out a very, very clear protocol for all businesses right across the board. The fact that construction is one of the first sectors to open up puts us in the spotlight clearly, but I'm very confident that we've prepared very well and that we will have an extremely safe workplace for the workers when they come back. And there won't be 100,000 workers straight off. I think the plan is that we're going to ease into this. If we have 20% of the workforce back, I'd say next Monday, that's the maximum. We'll see how it works. It is going to be a different workplace than previously. And just one point, the CIF, through its original standard operating procedures, you know, had a very comprehensive document set up specifically for construction. It is practically identical to the national framework that's set up. But part of the new national protocol is an induction. And this means that workers have to familiarise themselves online on a special induction programme for about 15 minutes for the new workplace and the new conditions and safety undertaking. But we have over 105,000 workers have actually completed the protocol just now and are completing it at the rate of about 10,000 per day. So, you know, this this worry, I think, from what I hear, workers are extremely anxious to get back to work and are quite confident, having done the protocol and seen the very, very stringent procedures that are in place, they're quite confident they're coming back to a safe workplace.
Breed Smith of People Before Profit, does that reassure you?
Well, I mean, Tom himself described the construction industry as the guinea pig for the opening up of the economy. And although he says that we're the first test case to go back, they were also the last sector to shut down. And they did so under pressure because many big building sites remained open, clearly ignoring the protocols on social distancing, hand washing, masking up, etc. But he's wrong to say there are no caveats in this, because it's peppered with expressions such as in as far as possible, masks should be provided, if available, facilities should be provided if it's reasonable. And it's also the case that the authority, which now does have the muscle, according to the minister's statement earlier on in the Dáil, to close down workplaces if there's abuses of this, the Health and Safety Authority, it's also the case that they completely lack the numbers of inspectors to enforce the protocol. There are hundreds of building sites all over the country. And as I said earlier on, we've shut down the leaving cert, but we're willing to allow hundreds and tens of thousands of workers travel up and down the country with very, very weak protocol around them. Now, I totally understand why workers want to get back to work. I completely understand it. We should have frozen all mortgages and rents and parked them and let forget about that ever happened, so that people were denied of these worries. But to go back to work, having to self-certify yourself, I don't have COVID, I don't have symptoms, when we all know now, and the science have told us, that you can be asymptomatic for up to a week before you actually express carrying the disease. It seems to me that having to self-certify yourself to say, I haven't been in close contact with anyone, I don't have COVID, is a way of absolving employers from any responsibility should the worker contract it on site. The key thing here is that sites have to be safe, and that should be left up to the workers themselves, not to management, not to anybody else to decide.
Well, Breed, would you want those people then, if they decide for themselves that it's not safe, would they still get full pay?
If they absolutely, they should be looked after by the COVID payment. If you're not working, the COVID payment should apply to you. Now, it's not as good a pay as they would if they were ploughing away on the building sites. But the problem we have here is that people are anxious to get back to work. But if we don't do this right, no sooner will be the economy open, then we'll have to shut it down again. And we've seen clusters in 38 workplaces already, even though the last 8 weeks were all about the shutdown. And disgracefully, the meat industry has continued to operate on the same basis, with already one death, but with multiple cases of COVID. And I've been reading about this and talking to workers in these industries, and it's just unbelievable what they're having to go. This is a pandemic. This kills people. So we need to take it extraordinarily seriously.
If workers said that they were fearful for their health, or because they may have underlying conditions, or they're genuinely fearful for mental health reasons, whatever, and said they didn't want to come back to work, would they be allowed to stay off work, or would they be told that they could lose their job for not doing so?
No, absolutely. It's about worker safety, and there's no point in bringing somebody, and who better to certify them, anybody than themselves. They're asked a number of pertinent questions about have the symptoms, have they had it, have they lived with someone, have the underlying symptoms, and so on. So if they answer yes to any of those, they're not wanted on site. And sites won't open unless all the criteria are met. So, you know, there will be a COVID supervisor appointed on site by the employer, and there will be a worker representative appointed to represent the workers.
Okay, so Tom, would you be worried that your members could end up being liable legally, that they would have to pay compensation if anyone who came to work actually gets COVID-19 at a workplace?
Well, what we're advising our members, Matt, is that this protocol is adopted by government on the very best international advice. If our members follow the protocol, and you're advised that your site is not to open unless you follow the protocol, if we follow the protocol, which I understand and I hope and I believe that our workers will absolutely do that. I've been on branch meetings, Zoom meetings all over the country, and they're all very, very determined. And we do appreciate we're the first out there, and we'll be watched by different commentators and social media and other sectors that are anxious to open. So we're anxious to do this properly. But it's all about operating safely. And
But Tom, you did mention all the things that you're going to do on sites. What about how workers get to those sites? If you see four workers rocking up together in a van or a car, will they then be told you can't come in because you've all travelled from different households together? And if they don't do that, how are they going to get to work? They mightn't all have cars. They mightn't have access to public transport.
Well, that's going to be a challenge, Matt, but the social distance or the physical distancing applies equally to how they get to work as it does when they're in work. Now, we can't be responsible what to do when they go home for work and so on, but a lot of the criticism prior to the closing down, and it was the Taoiseach and the government who announced the closing of all workplaces on the 27th of March, and that's when the construction sites closed down all other than the essential services. But it was, I suppose, the congregation of clearly obvious workers in their high-vis jackets but before coming into work and so on. And there mightn't have been the full appreciation, you know, of the importance of physical distancing then. But I think that's, you know, that's ingrained into people now, and both in this protocol and a reduction.
Last word to you, Breed Smith.
Yeah, just in response to what Tom has said, he has repeated workers are responsible, workers have done the training, they've had online discussion about this. I'm very confident that workers will apply it. What about the onus being on the employer, on the subcontractors, on the site owners? They have to supply the PPE and the masks, or don't they, Tom? Or do
Absolutely.
They not have to ensure that everything is safe for their workers to work in? In other words, that platforms along scaffolding that are only 4 foot wide, that workers who are being put under pressure to get a site finished are not going to have to pass within less than a metre of each other. This is the worry that people have.
Well, you talk all the time about the responsibility of the workers,
and that is why I believe this document is full of caveats. And by the way, although it's signed off by the ICTU, we now have unions such as Unite and Forza coming out with worries about it. Even though the ICTU may have been part of that discussion and the confirmation of the protocol, some of the unions are beginning to express worries that it isn't robust enough, that it doesn't have enough
Tom,
team.
I'm going to give you
and
a very brief opportunity to respond
very
to that.
Valid.
Matt, I can assure you that the protocol is quite comprehensive and that construction employers have gone to massive rounds and expense to make sure the sites are safe. And I'm very confident that that is going to be the case. And if a worker signs off that he's not satisfied to come into work, he shouldn't come into work because he'll be putting his fellow workers at risk.
Tom Parlin, Breed Smith, thank you very much, both of you, for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.